All right, as we continue the conversation, I'm glad to have you here. My next guest, Ryan Bomberger, is an Emmy Award-winning creative professional columnist, speaker, author, as well as co-founder and chief creative officer of Radiance Foundation. Ryan, good to have you here.
Hey, good morning. It's great to be here with you.
Let's talk about Title IX for a moment here. Title IX was put out in 1972. It had a specific goal in mind. Protect women. Give them equal opportunity. Make sure they can compete in sports and in education and have an equal and level playing field. Pretty simple stuff, wasn't it?
Well, one would think, yes. Give women a chance. Yeah. It's all about fairness.
Yeah, yeah, give them a chance. Give them a chance to compete equally, whether in sport or in education and at all levels in society. But now there's a brand new rule from the Biden administration that says men pretending to be women. I'm not going to dress this up. No pun intended. I'm not, because that's what this is. Biological men presenting themselves as women are now protected under Title IX that actually protects real women. And this is disgusting. We've seen it in sports where, you know, there's a basketball game, Massachusetts, maybe, where a high school basketball player, transgender woman, injured five players of the other team before the team just said, at halftime, we forfeit because you're beating us literally to a pulp, right? I mean, this is just wrong on every level, isn't it?
It's definitely wrong on every level. I mean, here you have over a century's worth of women's suffrage paving the way for women's rights, and then in a matter of years, LGBT activism, actually I'm going to call it LGBT patriarchy, has steamrolled over it. And so I just don't understand, like, why did it take them till halftime? My issue is, women, why aren't you standing up for yourselves? Why aren't you being your own best advocates? Why are you allowing guys, and I won't even use the terms transgender woman because it's a guy.
Right.
Why do they allow them to do this, to displace and replace them?
How about we just use cross-dressing? Man, trying to get Title IX benefit. I mean, look, you've seen these, and I've seen this on the track, where men, you know, win by 40 seconds or something ridiculous. In the pool, they win by several lengths. These are men that weren't even in the top 25, top 100. In fact, not even the top 400. And suddenly they're champions of women's sports, please. You know, cheating is not winning. You have the same opinion, but that's my opinion, Ryan. Cheating is not winning. And if you're a guy competing against girls, you're cheating. Where am I wrong?
Right. Well, it only takes one guy to displace, you know, numerous young ladies in these sports, you know, stealing scholarships from them, stealing their places. I mean, this is total insanity to accommodate, unfortunately, those who have a emotional and mental issue, and then to call it safety for them. I'm like, what about safety for the women? What about in their locker rooms? What about in all these programs that are supposed to be for women? Instead, they're actually focusing on the men who need to be in women's places. It's such insanity. I don't understand why the Biden administration. Well, I understand why. It's progressivism.
It is, but this doesn't win at the polls. You're not getting voters because you're saying, hey, you guys can compete against women. You're not gaining at the polls when Planet Fitness allows a dude to walk around the locker room, you know, flaunting it in front of grandma. I mean, this doesn't win you votes, does it?
Well, one would think that it wouldn't, but you do have a contingent. I mean, you have these diehard Democrat voters who are still voting for this party that is actually hostile to a lot of friends of mine who are Democrats. It's hostile to their worldview, but yet they still keep voting in these politicians. And Biden, who, you know, self-appointed or self-described Catholic, is anything but Catholic. All these policies are so hostile to the worldview that he once used to kind of hold. But I don't understand why they think this is a vote winner.
Right.
But I think they've seen the track record, though. They see how people will still vote against their consciences. It blows the mind.
I'll tell you this. I have gay and lesbian friends in their 40s, 50s, and 60s who are appalled, livid about this. This is not what we fought for. We fought for the right to be treated equally, not for this. but to allow marriage or to be left alone or not be insulted or targeted. That's what gay and lesbian people that I know that are my friends say. They are appalled by this transgender deal, and that's why you have sites like Gays Against Groomers. You have sites like this because they are appalled by what they're seeing. That their whole movement, their whole effort has been turned on its head, right?
Yes and no. Let's not forget that the acronym has included T for a long time. And the problem is with LGBTQIA plus activism is that you have to accept every part of the acronym. And so I understand, yes, there are the organizations like Gays Against Groomers, but the problem is it's been part of this political activism for decades. It's just that the transgender aspect of it has just gone so overboard, which is why I think it's created this pushback. I live in Loudoun County, Virginia, and we've had parents awakened and outraged what's happening in schools because of the T part of the activism. You know, they call it the alphabet activism. But I understand that mindset. But the problem is, for years and years, we've been told we have to accept all of this in order to be tolerant. And this is where it's led us.
Yeah, I think the pushback is coming. I think the pushback is real. And Ryan, I think you've highlighted it very well. Thank you for taking the time, because I don't think this ends well for those that pushed too far and destroyed Title IX.
Yeah, don't erase women. That's all I got to say.
That's right. Do not erase women. Ryan, thank you.
Thanks.
Really appreciate it. Well, you know, the attack on Excellence in America is putting our lives, our country's future at risk. All in the name of this diversity stuff. Standards are now being lowered everywhere in medicine, engineering, science, just to name a few. The American Medical Association, for example, declared that medicine is imbued with white supremacy and that, therefore, it was lowering the standards to get into medical school. How's that make you feel? Same's happening elsewhere. That's why you can hear about it in the latest issue of Imprimis. It's Hillsdale College's free digest of liberty. It goes to more than 6.5 million homes. It should be going to yours. Imprimis gives you smart constitutional commentary from conservatives like Christopher Rufo, Victor Davis Hanson, Heather McDonald, and Hillsdale's president, Larry Arnn. And if you don't already get it, you can receive a free subscription, not just one copy, a subscription for free. Where? GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com right now. No cost and no obligation. It's a chance for you to be smarter and read about what's going on in the world and have a better understanding. GruberForHillsdale.com. Get Imprimis today, headed to your house. I'll be right back.